那么今天早上我要大家看以赛亚书第二章。
And this morning, I want us to look at Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书十二章，我们看这个第一到第五节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verses 1 to 5.
让我来先读。以赛亚书二章第一节说，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得默示，论到犹大和耶路撒冷。末后的日子，耶和华殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万岭，万民都要流归这山。必有许多的国民，许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必处于西安，耶和华的言语必处于耶路撒冷。他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，将枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士。雅各家，来吧，我们在耶和华的光明中行走。
Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many peoples shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
今天早上我们要跟大家一起谈爬耶和华的山，讲到爬山。
And this morning we are going to talk about climbing the mountain, and let's climb the mountain of the Lord.
因为在这里讲到说，他说末后的日子，就是讲到将来末世的时候，他说末后的日子耶和华的山必要建立，然后他说我们 来吧，让我们登耶和华的山。
Because it says here that in the latter days, meaning in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established, and the writer says, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord.
我不知道大家有没有人在这里喜欢爬山哈。
I do not know whether anyone of you likes to climb mountains.
爬得高看得远吗？
If you can scale to greater heights, you can see to greater distances.
人文是往高处爬，那么水是往低处流，这个是很自然的。
People always strive to the higher points while water flows to the lower point. That's the nature.
就算诗人也是这么讲的，这现在要看他的表现了。百日依山尽，海水路河水路海流，欲从千里路更上一层楼。
And even the poet says this, that
here it comes.
That the days are just like the mountains, and the waters will flow into the seas, and even after walking great distances, we will still want to climb to greater heights.
鼓励鼓励啊！我想这首诗歌，这是他刚才在看，我没有给他看过的，所以每次都要考他。Again, 开心关系。 讲到白天呢，它的界数呢，当然当时候呢，你看白天太阳下山就在山以外，那么海河水呢流到尽头呢就是海边，那么人呢要看千里外的事情呢，他一定要更上一层楼，越高越好，就看得越远。
And it says here that when the day ends, we see the sun sets behind the mountains. And of course, when the waters, when they flow, they will end up in the seas. And if a person desires to see, to look further, he needs to climb to greater heights.
所以很多时候我们在这个日常生活的忙碌当中，
And as we go about our daily lives and business,
有时候我们太过忙了，太过乱了，太过被小事情绑住，看不到远的地方。
And very often we are blinded by the little things in life, and we cannot look further.
所以有时候要上山去祷告，上山去默想，去回想，去检讨，这是非常好的事情。
And sometimes we need to get to a mountain and.To quieten our hearts and to meditate and to think about things, and this is a good thing.
如果你看四福音书呢，主耶稣常常上山祷告。
If you look at the four gospels, you realize that Jesus would often retreat to the mountains to pray.
那么在我们的经文里面呢，我们看到这里第二章，他讲到幕后的日子，耶和华的山必坚立。
And in this passage, in Isaiah chapter 2, it says that in the latter days, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established.
这一句话是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
所以我们就要思想到在中东地区的人怎么样看这个山。
And we want to understand how a Middle Eastern person would view a mountain.
山对他们来讲非常重要，因为他们是环绕，被山环绕着。
And mountains are important to the Middle Eastern person because they are surrounded by mountains.
所以我们看到主耶稣也是很习惯性的到山上去祷告。
So we see that Jesus likes to go to the mountains to pray.
其实山对在圣经里面有很多很重要的这个教训。
Actually, there are many important teachings in the Bible that's related to mountains.
是特别是我们在这个忙碌的生活，当我们看到世界的一些越来越坏、越来越糟糕、越来越犯罪的时候呢，我们需要到山上去思想。
As we look at the business of this world, and we also consider how this world is deteriorating, and things are getting from bad to worse, we need to retreat to the mountain to meditate.
特别我们看到在政治上，这个这个北韩开始要发射这个火箭，然后我们看到苏联都整天去挖人家的电脑。那么我们也看到中国出现了一个很大很有权力的强人，我们不知道这个政治到底会怎么样发展。
When we look at politics and we see North Korea firing away missiles and Russia hacking away computers and in China now has come out a strong man leading the nation and as we look at all these politics we do not know where they are headed.
在社会上我们看到许多这个犯罪的事情，你看到那些同性恋啊，然后呢在美国也争执什么人可以进什么厕所了，也这天下都是大乱。
And when we look at the way that people commit sin like homosexuality, and even in the United States, they are debating about who can enter what toilet, and we see that this kind of things is getting from the world is in chaos.
所以现在我们要孩子，如果我们有孩子要让他进厕所，都要想想这是哪一间厕所，那个厕所是给什么样的人。
And now even when we let our children go to the washroom, we need to check what is the sex for that washroom, is it for this or for that?
所以现在呢，我们的世界非常混乱，而且当我们传福音的时候，越来越多人对基督徒、对基督教、对教会都非常冷淡。
And this world is in chaos. When we preach the gospel, we find that people turn a cold shoulder on the Christians and the gospel.
所以我们在感觉到非常失望，我们感觉到非常失落，我们感觉到不知道前面会怎么样发展。
So as we feel discouraged, we might not know how the future is going to be.
同时我们也看到很多不信主的人非常成功，飞黄腾达，而且呢，非常的这个幸福的死去。
And then we also see unbelievers being very successful on this earth, and they die peacefully.
而我们这些信主的人、爱主的人、持守神的道的人，却好像受到许多的委屈。
And believers, those who love the Lord and love His Word, are actually suffering.
所以我们开始对我们的信仰有怀疑。
And we start to doubt our faith.
我们开始觉得为什么人不需要坚持做好人，为什么要坚持守神的话，为什么要做这么多？你看到那些不做的，他们都非常享受人生。
And we start to wonder why should we be persisting in doing good? Why should we be persisting in worshipping God when the bad people seem to have it their way?
其实诗人也是这样感觉的。Actually,
the psalmist also feels the same way.
请大家打开这个诗篇第73篇。
Please open your Bibles to Psalm 73.
诗人这个他在想的时候呢，这个是亚萨的诗呢，他在想的时候，他说他看到这些有钱的人，他差一点都跌倒了。
And this is Asaph's psalm, and he watched for those who are prosperous, and he almost stumbled.
你看第73篇第3节，我见恶人和狂傲的人，想平安，我就心怀不平。
Psalm 73 verse 3, for I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
他说他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气也壮实，而他们也不像别人受苦，他们也不像别人遭灾，所以骄傲如莲子戴在他们的颈项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体。
For they have no pangs until death. Their bodies are fat and sleek. They are not in trouble as others are. They are not stricken like the rest of mankind. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them as a garment.
你看第7节，他们说他们的眼睛因为体胖而凸出来。你有没有看过这样的人？我们的周围很多这样的人啊，我们需要减肥。他们所得的呢，过于心里所想的。他们的讥笑人任意说欺压人的话，他们说至高的话，他们的口亵渡上天，他们的舌头毁谤全地。
Verse 7, their eyes swelled out through fatness. Have you seen people like that? We're surrounded by obese people. We need to go on a diet. Their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice. Loftily, they threaten oppression.
他说，当他思想这些的时候，他差一点跌倒。
And when he considers people like that, he almost stumbled.
直到他什么时候呢？你看17节，只等到他进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
It's until verse 17, I went into the sanctuary of God, then I discerned their end.
所以你看到，如果我们只看现在，我们看短暂，不看永恒，我们只看目前呢，我们可以心可以非常的软弱，心里非常的失望，甚至会以至于绝望。
So if we are just looking at the present, we might feel extremely disheartened and even desperation.
其实，在希伯来书，我们也看到有同样的教导。
In the book of Hebrews, we find a similar teaching.
这些人所遇到的困难更大。
And the people in the book of Hebrews face greater challenges.
希伯来书11篇呢，是我们这个信心的篇章。
Hebrews 11 is really the chapter on faith.
如果你打开希伯来书11章36节看一看。
If you open your Bibles to Hebrews 11:36,
这些信主的人呢，诗篇里面这个希伯来书里面呢，形容他们的时候，你看，这个希伯来书11章36节，他说，又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁，各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着绵羊的山羊。 的皮各处奔跑，受穷乏患难困苦，在旷野山里山洞漂离无定，这是世界不配有的人。这些人都是因信得了美好的见证，但却未得着所应许的。因为神给我们预备那更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
Hebrews 11:36, talking about how people, believers were suffering. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with a sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering around about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all this, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect.
所以你看到基督徒受到极大的苦难。
So you see that Christians suffer greatly.
所以如果是这样的话，基督徒做到这样惨，怎么做基督徒呢？
And if it is such a terrible thing to be a Christian, how can we be a Christian?
我们继续看第十三节，回去看十三节，十一章十三节，他说这些人啊，都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。
And if we backtrack to Hebrews 11:13, these all died in faith, not having received the things promised.
你看到吗？他死的时候都还没有看到应许实现，那个信心到底是？没有了吗？
So even when they died, they have not seen the promises fulfilled, so is it actually in vain?
但是你看下去，他说错，却从远处观望，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己是世上的客旅，是寄居的。说这话的人是要表明自己要寻找一个家乡，他们若想想念所离开的家乡可以回去的机会，但是他们羡慕的是那更美的家乡是在天上的，所以神称他们为他们的神，并不羞耻，因为他给他们预备了一座城。
And we continue second half of verse 13. But having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth, for people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city.
所以你看到这些信心的伟人死的时候，他虽然没有看见自己所盼望的得实现，但是呢，他们是欢欢喜喜的离开，因为他知道神必然成就，而且是在天上的，是在永恒里面主为他们预备的。所以他们的盼望，他们的希望不是在现在，而是在将来。
So this great people of faith actually died with joy, even though they could not see it here. They have a hope for the future, and they know that God has prepared for them in the future.
很多人说，他要在这个世界现在建立神的国，变成将来全世界变成最美好的世界。但是我们的圣经里面告诉我们，不是，这个世界是越来越糟糕，越来越糟糕，到最后呢，神要毁灭这个世界，重新创造一个世界在天上给我们预备的。
Some people say that they are trying to build God's kingdom on this earth and make this earth a better place because God is going to come and make this world a better place. But no, this is not what the Bible says. That the Bible says that this world is becoming bad, going from bad to worse, and God is going to create a new heaven and a new earth for His people.
所以如果你的盼望，保罗说，如果你的盼望只在今生，你比众人更可怜。
Paul says, if your hope is in this life only, then you are of all men most to be pitied.
所以现在成功福音这个说到今天呢，我们一定要成功。其实我们看圣经里面并不是这样，我们真正的福气呢是在天上，神给我们预备的。所以神这边有很多人是带着痛苦，带着一切，被人拒死，被石头打死。甚至呢，他们死的时候是用着信心，欢欢喜喜，满有盼望的离去，说没有关系，在天上我不会见到你。
So the prosperity gospel preacher says that you want to have success now on this earth. This is all not true because God is going to destroy all these things. And all these people, when they died, they were sawn in two, they were killed with a sword and they were stoned, and yet they died with joy because they know that their joy is in heaven, and they know that in heaven they will not see this torturers anymore.
我们观看我们的社会，看看我们的世界越来越乱。
When we look at our society and our world, we find that it's going from bad to worse.
并不奇怪。
This is not strange.
圣经已经预言了。
Because the Bible has prophesied.
问题是在这个环境下，我怎么可以保持我们的信仰？怎么样坚持到底？怎么样持续下去？怎么样持守到最后？
But the question is, in these circumstances, how do we persevere and how do we stay strong to the end?
如果我们的眼睛只看世界上的事情，看物质的事情，我们就比众人更可怜，我们就非常的失望，甚至会放弃信仰。
If our eyes are set on this world and on the material things of this world, then we are of all men most to be pitied, because if we were to do this, we will be discouraged and we will even actually leave the faith.
当我们看到以赛亚的时候，他也是这样，以赛亚活在一个非常败坏的世界里面。
When we look at Isaiah, we find that he was living in a time of a very bad world.
我们回去以赛亚书，你看第一章的时候呢，你看到以赛亚活在一个地方呢，神在以赛亚第一章的时候责备以色列说，你看，他说我养育儿女，把他们养大，他们竟背逆我，牛人是主人，驴人是他的主人的槽，以色列人却不认识我，我的民却不留意。
And in the beginning of the book of Isaiah in chapter 1, God describes how terrible that generation was. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
第五节你看第五节上面讲到什么呢？他说你们为什么屡试悖逆，还要受责打的吗？你们的已经满头疼痛，全心发昏，从脚掌到头顶没有一个完全的地方，尽是伤口青肿，是心打的伤痕，都没有收口，没有果尝，你们都没有滋润，用膏滋润。他的意思说，你们打的我，我这么惩罚到你们，你们还是不悔改。
And look at verse 5. Why will you still be struck down? Why will you continue to rebel? The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint, from the sole of the foot even to the head. There is no soundness in it, but bruises and sores and raw wounds. They are not fresh out or bound up or softened with oil. What this means is God has disciplined them over and over again, and yet they refuse to repent. And I'm sure parents feel the same way sometimes.
甚至他把以色列人啊，这个形容成所多玛、俄摩拉。你看第九节，他说，若不是万军之耶和华给我们留余种，我们就早就像所多玛、俄摩拉一样。
And look at verse 9. Isaiah even describes Israel just like Sodom and Gomorrah. If the Lord of hosts had not left us a few survivors, we should have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah.
所以你在读第一章的时候，你觉得非常的失望，哇，这个以色列人变成这样，他根本就没有盼望。
So if you read chapter 1, you will be very discouraged that Israel has become like that and there's no hope.
所以来到第二章的时候，
Then we come to chapter 2.
突然间他的，你看第一章跟第二章有很大的差别。
If you look at chapters 1 and 2, you will see a great distinction.
所以你在既恶劣的环境中，怎么样坚持下去呢？神给他看一个意象。
And how do the person, how do Isaiah continue and persevere? God gives him a vision.
神给他看什么意象呢？他说，在第二章第一节，他说，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得了默示，论到犹大和耶路撒冷，他看将来的犹大和耶路撒冷会怎么样呢？他说，末后的日子。 耶和华殿的山必定坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万岭。
The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. This is about how Judah and Jerusalem will be like in the future. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be lifted up above the hills.
所以在这边给我们看到，他说， 神给他看了一个意象，那个什么意象呢？这个意象是看到将来要发生的事情，现在还没有。将来要发生，将来在末后的时代呢，会有一件事情发生，就是耶和华的山必被建立。
And God is showing to Isaiah something that will happen in the future. It has not happened now, but it will happen in the future. And the vision that Isaiah saw is that the house of the Lord, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established.
主啊，我们很失望，我们很软弱，我们根本没有盼望，我们绝望了。主说，看这个山。
And when we tell the Lord that we are very discouraged and we feel hopeless, and then the Lord says, look at this mountain.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
为什么他在最需要鼓励的时候，神给他看，看耶和华的山必被建立，是什么意思？
When he needs encouragement, God says, look at the mountain of God, it will be established. What does that mean?
啊，所以我们要知道，这个是犹太人在看他的山。所以我们要注意到山对犹太人或者对中东人有什么样的意思。
And this is a Jew who's thinking about mountains, and we want to know what mountains mean to Jews or the Middle Eastern people.
而且呢，山呢，对圣经呢来讲呢，有很特别的意思。
And mountains has special meaning in the Bible.
啊，所以你会知道很多事情都是在山上这个在山上发生的。
Many things happen on the mountains.
你要知道吗？整个圣经里面呢，整个历史呢，跟山有关系。
And the whole Bible, the history of the Bible is related to mountains.
你知道伊甸园是在山上的吗
？Do you know that the Garden of Eden was on the mountain?
而且呢，你要知道神在什么地方颁发他的律法
？And you want to know where God gave His law?
也是在山上，西乃山。
It was on the mountain, Mount Sinai.
你知道呢？以利亚呢，在什么地方跟这个巴利的先知在跟巴利先知斗法呢？
And where did Elijah challenge Baal's prophets?
是在山上。
It was on the mountain.
那么你也知道吗？主耶稣在哪里受试探
？And where was Jesus tempted?
也是在山上。
It's also on the mountain.
你要知道，在主耶稣最重要的教训在哪里
？And one of Jesus' most important teachings, where did that happen?
我们常常叫做登山宝训，那个八福就是登山宝训，在山上赐给我们神的最宝贵的话。
And of course, we call that the Sermon on the Mount, where the Beatitudes was actually given.
所以，神是呢，你要知道，神说你要去使万民做我的门徒，在哪里办这个大使命呢？也是在山上。
And when Jesus gave the Great Commission to go and make disciples, where did he do that? It was on the mountain.
所以当神说，他说要在山上被建立的时候，这些犹太人、这些中东人，他知道他在讲什么。
So when God says that His mountain shall be established as the highest, Jews, Middle Eastern people will know what He's saying.
因为中东人知道神是居住在山上的。
Because the Middle Eastern people knows that God lives in dwells in the mountain.
这个是他们的那文化，他们的当时候的信仰。
And that's their culture and what they believe.
或许有人说，圣经哪里有说这个以甸园是从在山上的啊？
Some people might ask, where does the Bible say that the Garden of Eden is up on the mountain?
是的，圣经没有说。
Yes, the Bible didn't say.
但是圣经里面有一句话，在创世纪第二章，他讲说有这个河流从以甸园流出来。
But Genesis says in chapter 2 that a river flowed out of Eden.
啊，你要知道雨。刚才我们讲过一句话，人往高处爬，水是往低处流。如果有河流流出来的话，出来就是向下，不会向上的嘛。所以伊甸园一定是在高处流下来的。
And we said earlier on that man strives to greater heights, but water flows downwards. And so if a river flowed out of Eden, Eden must be elevated.
所以可见这个伊甸园应该是在高山，但是还有一个另外一个这个显示呢，在以西结书的时候呢，神在这个责备这个推罗王的时候呢，他说到一句话，他讲到一句话，在以西结28:3，他说他在指他用推罗王来代表这个撒旦，他说你曾在伊甸的园中。
And there's another passage in Ezekiel when God was actually reprimanding the king of Tyre. The king of Tyre actually represents Satan. And in Ezekiel 28:13, God says to him, "You were in Eden, the garden of God."
然后呢，在第四十节、十四节呢，十三节他说你在伊甸，然后他第十四节就说我安置你在神的圣山上。
And in verse 14, he says, "You were on the holy mountain of God."
什么意思呢？原来伊甸园这个是两个是平行的，可见伊甸园呢应该是圣山上。当神把人赶出去的时候，人就往下走，被赶下来，而且是朝东边去走去。
And so Eden and the holy mountain is actually referring to the same place. In other words, Eden was actually on the mountain, and when God actually drove men out of the garden, they actually went east and they went downwards.
所以可见呢，这个伊甸园呢，应该是在山上的。
So it is most likely that the Garden of Eden was on the mountain.
当然我们知道当人犯罪之后发生什么事情。
And of course we know what happened after man sinned.
当人犯罪的时候呢，神就把人赶出伊甸园，然后不允许他，然后他们就往下了山，往去。结果呢，他们就继续犯罪，犯罪的到一个程度呢，他说人心里所想的尽都是恶。
And after God drove man out of the Garden of Eden, he went eastward and down and actually continued to sin. And in the end, God says that all their thoughts are desperately wicked.
当人类被赶出伊甸园的时候，其实人类的心一直想要回去。
Actually, after man was driven out of the Garden of Eden, his heart yearns to go back.
但是呢，神也有他的计划，神也有他的计划，要把人带回跟他同在。
And of course, God has His plan to bring man back to be with Him.
但是人继续犯罪怎么办呢？
But man continued to sin, so what shall he do?
但是到一个程度呢，人当时在挪亚的时代，人犯罪，人心所想的尽都是恶的时候，结果神用洪水来灭世界。
And man continued in sin until the days of Noah, when the thoughts are continually evil, such that God destroyed the whole world with a flood.
所以当神用洪水灭世界的时候，它是一个审判，不过同时候也是一个恩典。
When God used the flood to destroy the world, it was judgment, but at the same time, it was also grace.
神用洪水灭完整个世界的时候，却拯救了一家人挪亚。
God destroyed the whole world, but saved one family, Noah and his family.
所以神拯救了家，所以那个洪水灭完世界之后，那个神就造了一个方舟，让这些人能够逃脱。结果方舟后来再一次有机会重新来开始的时候，这个方舟停在哪里？
And when God destroyed the whole world, He instructed Noah to build an ark, and through the ark, God saved that family and there was a new opportunity now to start all over again, and we read that the ark where they settled.
当水退的时候呢，方舟停在拉拉山上，也说神在山上又在开始让挪亚再有一个新的开始。
And after the flood waters receded, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. So this signifies that God is now starting anew from the mountain.Letting man actually fill the earth again.
但是我们也发现另外一件事情，当神给他们机会的时候，他们再一次犯罪。因为来到这个叫创世纪十一章那边的时候，他们开始又在建一个塔，这个叫巴别塔，要向通往天去，要大到神那里去。只是那个问题，他们不要神，只是要到神那个地方去，要他的住家，但是不要他。
And then man continued in sin, and when we came to Genesis 11.We found that the people then tried to build the tower that will reach to the heavens, the Tower of Babel. So we know that man has always been trying to get to heaven, which is God's dwelling place. They want God's dwelling place, but not God himself.
所以我们看见人不断的，当人被神赶出伊甸园之后呢，他不断的要往回去，但是他们要的是回到这个山上，但是他这巴别塔的问题就是他们不要，要那个要回去，但是不要神。
So after God drove man out of the Garden of Eden, which is on top of a mountain, we find that man has always been trying to get back there, which we see in the building of the Tower of Babel. But the problem is, they wanted the place, but they did not want God.
后来我们知道神又在审判他们，然后给他们拆他们散去全世界。
And then God judged them again and dispersed them throughout the earth.
后来神呼召亚伯拉罕。
And God called Abraham.
那么当然在创世纪二十二章里面讲到很重要的时候，神呼召亚伯拉罕出来，目的是要他通过亚伯拉罕祝福全世界。
And of course, Genesis chapter 12, a very important passage, shows us that when God called Abraham, his intention was for Abraham to bless the whole world.
那么当神试验亚伯拉罕的时候，叫他说要把他的儿子献上。
And then God tested Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac.
那么当然我们大家都很熟悉这个，就是亚伯拉罕把他儿子献上的时候，他是因为相信神把儿子献上。请问他在哪里献这个他的儿子以撒呢？
And then we know that because Abraham believed God, so he was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac, but where did that happen?
原来是在山上。
was on the mountain.
所以当他当神预备的时候呢，亚伯拉罕就马上说，哎呀，我要给这个地方取名叫做耶和华以勒，意思是说神在山上必有预备。
And Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide.
所以意思是说在山上有这样的事情发生。
Because it is on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided, so this thing happened on the mount.
当然我们来到出埃及记的时候呢，我发现神在什么地方颁他的十诫呢？
And of course when we come to the book of Exodus, where did God give the Ten Commandments?
啊，原来也是在山上，西乃山上面他颁他的十诫给以色列人，对不对？
And God gave the Ten Commandments to Israel on the mountain, on Mount Sinai.
而且但是有一个东西很特别的，就是在山上的时候，神告诉他把这个山分成三段，第一个是山的底层，第二呢是山的中间，然后就是山的山顶。
And God divided the mountain into three different areas, the bottom, the middle part, and also the top.
到底层的时候只有百姓可以到，到中间的部分呢只有长老可以到，来到山上的时候呢，山顶的时候呢，只有摩西才能够到，因为那个地方有神跟他说话，而且都被乌云，被这个云彩遮住。
And the people, the common people could only be at the bottom or the foot of the mountain. The elders could go to the middle, but at the top was where God dwelt in the clouds, and that was where only Moses was allowed to go.
当我们来到民数记的时候呢，我们发现也有同样的，因为知道人民数记的时候，神也叫他们建立他的这个tabernacle 叫做会幕，给他们建会幕，与神同在的时候，也是有三个分法。
And then we come to the book of Numbers when God instructed them to build the tabernacle. There was also three areas.
然后有外院，然后有这个圣所，然后有至圣所。
And there's the outside, and then there's the holy place, and then there's the holy of holies.
啊，外院就是百姓在，那么圣所是只有那个这个 priest 那个祭司可以进去，然后来到至圣所只有这个。大祭司才能够进去，而且在这个至圣所呢，有神的云彩，有神的密云包围着。
And of course, in the tabernacle, the outer areas was for the people. The holy place was for the priests. As for the holy of holies, only the high priest could enter. And we read that in this holy of holies, God dwelled in the cloud.
所以他们知道什么意思，在山上也是说与神相遇的地方，最神圣的地方。所以他们知道这个当神在做一些事情都是在山上。所以诗篇啊十五篇这么说，他说耶和华，谁能聚居在你的帐所，谁能住在你的圣山呢？
And therefore, to the Israelites, they understood that the mountain was where God dwelled. And this is also reflected in Psalm 15:1. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill?
诗篇二十四篇也是讲谁能登耶和华的山？所以山呢是指神所在的地方。他们要回去，谁能上那个山？谁能与你之同在呢？谁能来到你的同在呢？你的圣所呢
？And Psalm 24:3, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? So the hill is where the Lord is, and if you want to be with the Lord, you must ascend the hill.
所以在这个约拿很特别的是，约拿呢被这个神把这个约拿差遣，他不肯去，结果神审判他，结果被大鱼吃着，在大鱼的肚子里面，他想说我已经下到山底，你在海底不是山底，为什么你把自己称为你在山在我下到山根，在山的脚下呢？
And Jonah, a very special book, and we know that God sent Jonah to preach, and he ran away, and God judged him, and had a big fish swallow him. So while in the belly of the fish, Jonah said, I am now at the roots of the mountains. He is in the belly of the fish. Why does he say I'm at the roots of the mountains?
他们明白上山就是与神同在，下到山呢就是被神审判，就不与神同在。所以当我们来到这个地方呢，回想以赛亚书二章二节，他说在末日，在将来末世的时候呢，耶和华殿的山必被建立。什么意思呢？
Because he understood, Jonah understood that to be at the top of the mountain is to be with God, while being at the foot of the mountain would mean to be away from God. So now that we come back to Isaiah 2:2, what does it mean that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established?
意思说神的山神必得胜，而且呢超乎诸山，高居过万岭，而且这个是将来一定会出现的事情。
And this is the highest of the mountains shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. In other words, God will be victorious in the future, and this is going to happen, but it has yet to pass.
所以当我们看到以赛亚活在一个罪恶的世界里面，神给他看了一个异象。
So we realize that while Isaiah lived in a sinful world, God showed him a vision.
那个意象是将来看到一个一幅图画，一幅意象，将来呢，神的山高乎所有的山，被建立起来，超过一切，是神必统治这个世界。
And this vision shows that in the future, God's mountain will be higher than any mountain in the world. It is to signify that God shall rule this world.
所以什么呢？他意思说，你不要失望，不要软弱，要。 举起你下去的手，发酸的腿，把它挺起来。
In other words, do not be discouraged, do not be weak, and do not stumble. You are to lift your drooping hands and your knees.
特别是在来到这个希伯来书的时候，他特别强调说，你们来到的呢，不是那能够摸的山，你们来到的呢，是那不能够摸的山，是神的锡安山，是永生的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，是有千万的天使同在的地方。
And Hebrews again, you have not come to what may be touched, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
所以他是说神必然得胜，你不要害怕，你不要失望，你要坚持到底。他有他的时间，时间到的时候，神必然做主，必然审判。
In other words, God will definitely be victorious, but God has His own timing. So do not be discouraged. Do not feel weak, but you should persist because God will judge and He will be victorious in the future.
今天我们看到我们的世界，我们传福音没有人信，当我们向人劝人信主，没有人听，劝人要圣洁，没有人听，我们感觉到失望。我们看到世界越来越糟糕，我们看到犯罪越来越糟糕，我们心里心灰意冷的时候，主说不要看那个山，神的山必然被建立。
It's like today when we are in this world and we are discouraged because we see that people sin and they refuse to repent. We preach the gospel and they do not want to listen. And this world is getting from bad to worse. But God tells us, do not be discouraged. Look at the mountain and you just need to believe.
或许有人被人欺负，或许被人诬告，或许我们被人误会，你心里很不怀恨在心，但是他你的这个对方呢，越辉煌成道，越做越好，越爬越高，你心里开始冷淡，不要张开抬头看那个耶和华的山。Or
maybe you've been mistreated, or you've been wrongly accused, or you see the wicked, they are prosperous and they are getting from good to better. Actually, God tells you, do not be discouraged. Lift up your head and look at God's mountain.
主有一天要统治这个世界。
God will one day reign in this world.
主必要用他的公义，用他的审判来处理这些恶人。
He will deal with the wicked with His justice and His righteousness.
这个意象给我们看到，这个山是被建立起来，是超乎诸山，高举过于万岭。
And this vision shows us that this mountain shall be established as the highest of the mountains.
但是我们还看第二点。And
we come to the second point.
不但是这个山呢必然被建立起来，而且呢，耶和华的山必有人潮回流。Not
only will the mountain be established, but the mountain will stream with multitude.
很奇怪的，如果你靠近那个山，你看那个山好像在动。
And it's a very strange phenomenon when you actually get closer to the mountain, it will feel like as if the mountain is moving.
那个山不是静止的，它是在动，好像在动，在动什么？原来那个山有越来越靠近的时候，那个方向呢，不是往下流，是要往上流的。
And as you get closer and closer to the mountain, you will see as if that the direction is not coming down, but it's going up.
所以你注意看到这里，在第二章 第二节他讲说万民都流归这山。
And chapter 2 verse 2 says the nations shall flow to it.
Flow 就是流，或者有时候有些经文圣经翻译成 stream 就是流，你说水是往下流，怎么水会往上流的呢？
But we know that water flows downwards. How does it flow upwards here?
今天我们知道什么叫做这个海啸哈。
Today we know what's the meaning of tsunami.
啊，如果你去海边玩的时候，有一天看到那个海水突然间撤退啊，你赶快跑。
If you are at a beach and you see the waters at the beach receding, you better flee.
啊，这个就是世界末日来了。
This is the end of the world.
所以水是往下流，但是这次那个水是往方向走的时候，你知道。这是末日，这是超自然。
And when the water is going the opposite direction, it is beyond the natural phenomenon.
但是在这里，他讲的是万民都流归着，这个水是从各地、各方、各面、所有种族、各种不同的国家、不同的语言的人都归流到这个山往上面去。
And all the nations from different languages, from different countries, from different races, they will all come and they will be flowing up the mountain.
所以当我们活在一个罪恶的世界里面，罪恶失去盼望，几乎绝望的时候，神给他看了一个异象，这个山被建立起来，那个水呢是从下往上流回去的，而且其实代表众民都往天下所有的国家，所有的人都往这个圣山去，往向上流。这是神给他看的一个意象，给他有一种打一个强心针。
So when Isaiah was very discouraged, God showed him a vision that the mountain shall be established and the people from everywhere will come and will flow to the mountain. It's like the water flowing upwards. It is God giving him actually an encouragement through this vision.
今天呢，我们传福音没有人信。
Today we preach the gospel and nobody believes.
你不要失望。
Do not be discouraged.
有一天你传福音的时候，很多人都信主，而且呢，到很多人都往圣山去，往神耶和华的山去，每个人都来信，每个人来听从耶和华，每个人都来依靠神。
One day when you preach the gospel, when the gospel is preached, you will find that a lot of people will believe, and every nation, every tongue, they will all come and they will come towards God's mountain.
你有没有发现到刚才我有提到主耶稣在被钉十字架之后复活之后，他在什么地方担这个大使命？
And remember, I mentioned just now, after Jesus died and was crucified and died and was resurrected, where did he give the great commission?
在马太福音28:16，他说耶稣上到越境的山上，在山上他叫他们来，他说你看天上地下所有的权柄都是给我，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉圣父父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你的教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew 28 Now the disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them, and Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
所以现在你传福音没有人信，你不要灰心。
So when you share the gospel now, people do not believe, do not be discouraged.
看不到结果。
We cannot see the end now.
有一天你会看到那个结果。你信传福音信的人开始回流的时候，哇，人很多，你心里就火热起来。
But one day you will see the fruit when the gospel is preached.And people repent, and all the people come flowing back. You will be encouraged.
那时候你要证明你是对的，他们是错的。
And then you will be proven to be right, and they were wrong.
你就知道神必要赏赐你。
And you know that God shall reward you.
所以你要加强你的信心，不要当你示弱，当你灰心的时候，看耶和华的山。
So let your faith be strengthened, and when you areactually discouraged, then you should look at God's mountain.
当我们看到越靠近山的时候，我们看见耶和华的山超过万群万山，然后呢，我们看到这个山开始有动，是往上流的。不但是这样呢，最后我们还看到这个山是什么呢？ 必然有话语从这个山传下来，让众人来学习。
And we see that God's mountain will be established, it will be higher than all the mountains, and the people will come streaming, the multitudes will stream to the mountain, and we will see that from the mountain will come forth the word of God.
让我们来看这个第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
他说必有许多国民前来说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，不但是知识上，也在行为上面遵循他的话，因为训诲必出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
Verse 3, and many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
所以刚才我们已经看到了，神颁主耶稣颁那个大使命是，你要去使万民做我的门徒，门徒就是学习的，学习什么呢？学习神的话，凡我所教训你们，都教训他们遵守。
And we also see just now from the Great Commission that when God, Jesus gave the disciples the Great Commission, they were to teach all the people the word of God and teaching them to obey all that Jesus has commanded.
所以我们看到神到最后呢，神要将他的话从山上释放出来，不但是从西安，从耶路撒冷，全世界的人都来听从神的话。
And so at that time, God will release his word from the mountain, not justOut of Zion and from Jerusalem, and we find that all the people will come and listen to his word.
如果我们懂得这个末世论的时候呢，我们就知道这个是指到千禧年国将会发生的事情。
If we know about eschatology, then we know that this is going to be happening during the millennial kingdom.
启示录告诉我们，将来世界越来越糟糕的时候呢，结果呢，主耶稣要再一次降临，统治这个世界呢，然后带领这个以色列人进入这个千禧年国，然后实现他给亚伯拉罕、给这个以色列人的应许，给赐他们那块地，然后呢，从耶路撒冷统治全世界。
We know from the book of Revelation that during the tribulation, Jesus is going to come again, and he is going to rule the whole world from Jerusalem, and that's where the millennial kingdom is going to happen, and Jesus will rule with his saints for 1,000 years from Jerusalem.
今天呢、啊，我们一直讲要世界和平，世界用各尽方法把他们分这个合起来，但是又分合起来又分。所以今天我们看到过去10年20年呢，这个欧洲共同体成立，我们也要出立很多共同体，但是现在共同体又在分裂。人不断的怎么样来达到世界的和平是达不到的。
And we find that the world is always striving for world peace, and the established organizations or all these other things like the Eurozone and stuff like that. But yet, in the end, they are united for a while and then they will be divided again. And this kind of phenomenon happens over and over again because world peace can never be established by men.
所以现在我们又看见了这个英国要脱欧。
And we see Brexit.
所以我们看到这些不断，真正能够统治世界的是主耶稣，不是任何一个人。
Because the only person who can rule this world is the Lord Jesus and not any other man.
你看第四节。
Look at verse 4.
他说他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非。那时候呢，他要将刀打成犁头，把这个枪打成镰刀，这国不举刀攻击那国，也不再学习战士。
He shall judge between the nations and shall decide disputes for many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
所以这个刀啊枪啊，就是说打仗的武器不再有了，他们把它去做耕田做种植，已经有和平了。意思是什么呢？他们不再打仗了，他们全部听耶和华的话。耶和华从他的圣山，从耶路撒冷，从西安发出他的话语，每一个人甚至他的审判也是话语，听从学习，世界就和平。至少1000年我们看到有这样的现象。
Swords and spears are weapons of war, but they shall be converted into the tools of for agriculture, because at this time there will no longer be any war. That's because God is going to be ruling the world from His holy hill, and that's where the millennial kingdom will be occurring.
是的，今天当我们看我们的世界，看我们的周围，许多的罪恶。
Yes, today when we look around, we find that there's rampant sin.
我们看到政治家，我们都没有办法先信任。
And we cannot trust politicians.
当我们看到我们的周围道德不断的恶化。
And when we look around, morality is on the decline.
我们的科学越发达，我们人犯罪更加越来越深。
And the greater leaps of technology, the greater the sins of men.
人越来越受教育，但越来越犯罪。
Men are more educated, but yet they sin even more.
我们怎么样坚持下去呢？
How do we persist?
我们看到恶人成功，我们失败，怎么能够持守下去呢？
When we fail and suffer setbacks, but the wicked are prosperous.
以赛亚面对这么大的问题的时候，神给他看了一个意象。
When Isaiah was faced with such a great problem, God gave him a vision.
给他看耶和华的山。
God showed him his mountain.
那个山超乎一切的山。
That mountain is higher than any other mountain.
当他看这个，以为这个山是静止不动的，但是看到有动作，就是人往下往上流。原来这座山这个意象是动画面。看到原来这是超自然的现象，当神再一次来统治世界的时候，这事情会发生。
So when he drew near to the mountain, he sees an animated mountain here with waters flowing backwards, and this is showing how the people will be turning to God.
他看到当时候人神要在山上，在锡安山传扬他的话，每个人都遵守，不再战事。这个就是将来的画面，这个就是那个意象。
And he is seeing a picture of the future where God is going to reign and God's word will be coming from the mountain. Men will no longer be at war, and this is the vision.
所以他就是要坚持下来。
So he will persevere.
所以他在你看到第五节，他说就讲告诉以色列人，你要活在，你要行在耶和华神的光中。
And he says here that you must be walking in the light of the Lord.
因为这就是神要我们看见的。
Because this is what God wants us to see.
所以我请问你，你能够持守下去吗？
May I ask, can you persevere?
每一个人都放弃信仰，放弃神，放弃传福音，放弃神的话，你也放弃吗？
Everyone around you might give up on God, and they might give up the word of God.And they will give up on the faith, but will you do the same?
你不可以放弃，因为耶和华有一天，神必然得胜。
You cannot give up because one day God will be victorious.
有一个人呢，这个是名字叫法兰斯查义。这个女孩子呢很特别，她是一个游泳健将。
And this lady, Florence Chadwick, who is a swimmer.
她是一个很牵强的一个，她是第一个把这个从英国游到这个过法国的这个海峡的一个人。
And she's the first person who swam across the ocean from England to France.
在1959年呢，她来到这，她在美国呢，她要从这个Catalina Island。游到这个加利福尼亚的这个海峡，要尝试游过去。
And in the 1950s, she attempted to swim across the sea from an island to California.
但是当一天她要在游的时候呢，天气非常的不好，而且呢充满了雾。
And that day when she was about to begin the swim, weather was bad and there was a fog.
所以非常重，但是他说今天早上嘛，可能下午的时候会清晰，会 clear 掉，会那个雾霾会消失。
And that was in the morning when the fog was heavy, but they were expecting the fog to clear.
全世界的人都在看他要游过这个地方。
The whole world's eyes was on her swim.
所以他决定我们还是游吧。
So she decided.
So she 早上就跳下去游游游游游。
So she started swimming in the morning.
她游了15个钟头。
and she swam for 15 hours.
她就觉得很累了，一直看不到前面，一直看不到前面，都是雾。
And it was so full of fog that she could not see what's in front.
天气完全没有好转。
And the weather did not turn better.
在，因为当然还有船在跟着她，保护她。那么当那个水里面呢，看不见，而且有很多也有鲨鱼啊什么，所以这些人要在那边保护她，跟着她走。但是到了第十五个小时之后，她已经精疲力尽了。
But of course, there were other boats surrounding her just to ensure that she's not attacked by sharks or whatever. But she could not see what ahead. And after swimming for 15 hours non-stop, she was exhausted.
她的妈妈也跟着她在船上在鼓励她向前走，向前走。她都来到第十五个小时，她说我已经不能够，我看不到前面，也不能够坚持下去了。
And even her mom was on one of the boats encouraging her to continue, but she said that she was so exhausted and she was so discouraged because she could not see what was in front.
所以在第十六个小时呢，她就放弃了。
And she gave up at the 16th hour.
所以他们把她拉上来。
And they pulled her out of the water.
然后她就安全了。
And she was safe.
但是她发现一件事情。
But she discovered one thing.
原来啊。她离岸边只有一公里。
She was just 1 kilometer away from shore.
她就放弃了。
She gave up.
如果她知道看得见原来是一公里，她说我就会坚持下去，我一定可以完成。
And she said, if I had seen that there was only 1 kilometer left, I would have persevered and finished it.
当我们在跑数天的道路，跑到最后还是看不到前面，神给我们看那个意象，就是这样。你坚持下去。
When we are running this spiritual race, we are not able to see what's in front, and because of that, we are discouraged. But God has shown us a vision that this mountain is it, and because of this vision, we can persevere.
神给你这个意象，你愿不愿意相信
？God gave you this vision. Do you believe?
你愿不愿意持守到底
？Are you willing to persevere?
让我做一个接受的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for the vision you have given to us. Indeed, people ask for visions. All kinds of visions they ask for, but yet you have already revealed this in your word. Truly, Lord, we need no other source of revelation except your word. And you have given us this vision, which is faithfully recorded for us. Let us be satisfied with this and trust in your word and persevere in this race. Dear Lord, we ask that you give us strength and you will help us strengthen our faith to believe you, to have faith in you, to have faith in your word.